Hello, welcome to the Max Show. Yeah, it's all quiet in here this week. The fun and frivolity of last week with everyone being here and having a load of fun. It's gone from this room, but it doesn't mean the podcast's not going to be fun. We've got loads of people still here again. It's still going to be good fun. But there's still an awful lot of crap in here to tidy up. We made a bit of a mess. It has to be said.
How many empty cans are still there?
I've tidied all the cans and the bottles up, but quite how many cans and bottles were left over and how many were empty was quite a shock to me, I think, on Monday morning. But never mind, eh? We're all right.
A lot of birth, yeah.
First things first, shout out to Jack and Serena. I've got that wrong, hang on.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Jack and Serena, hello, mate. They're going to come over and have their picture taken, sat here with the cameras on, with everything, and they can do that. Nice to see you. Thanks for the emails this week and stuff. We've also had some emails from people correcting us on some of the faux pas that we made last week during the big show. Particularly, there was an awful lot of bollocks talked.
So this will take a while.
Facts.
Alabama geography information, because we did do this in the Mac show. I'll do the other one in the big show. But University of Alabama, hammer down, is in Tuscaloosa. It's nowhere near Birmingham, Alabama. So the Birmingham affinities with Alabama football may be a little bit misplaced. And Tom did say lots of bollocks on the show, but it was a fun one to listen to. Yeah, it's a fair old bit. I was actually quite surprised because I figured I was going to have to chop out about the last hour of that because it was just us all pissed, but it came out really, really well. It wasn't bad at all. Joining me to go through the week in Apple. Now, I did say this week I thought, right, we're going to do a coronavirus-free week of shows. I'm not sure that's going to be possible because it's still big news, but I promise you, just stick with us for this week. Next week, I think I'm going to try and say, right, you know, we're done. No more coronavirus. It is what it is. Let's move on. So the team today who are joining us, starting us off, top left, Patrice, how are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Another week. Time is just flying by right now. I don't know what's going on.
I'm so pleased I shamed you into tidying your room. Well done, mate. Looks brilliant.
Yeah, I just moved everything over to the other side.
Is that a shot? Yeah. Yeah, I know your game. No, good to have you here, mate. Good week, or?
Yeah, good week. Like last week, I think didn't I miss the big show? I think I did. And like we had a ski day.
Yeah, that's
Saturday,
right.
Saturday, and then like.
Yeah, we missed you at the end of the.
All the coronavirus stuff.
We missed you at the end of the Mac show as well, because I had to give out your connection details. Cause
oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was fun. It wasn't even my connection. My Mac just completely crapped out. It just froze completely.
Oh, okay.
I just have the same thing.
Yeah. Bobby's begging me, no coronavirus, please. Sorry, mate, that's not going to happen because I've actually gone through a few of the streams this week. It is tough to see a story that hasn't got it. I've done my best. Mm-hmm. Next to him, Jeff. Now, you've put a cryptic message in the chat room saying, I'm going to love the Denver, the Boulder Weather Report this week.
Oh, yes. Well, the Boulder Weather Report, it's been sunny and warm all week. And currently it is 33 degrees Fahrenheit and snowing.
What the hell?
With a high of panic and a low of bog roll.
Yes. And I mean, we make it a little warmer today, but snow throughout the day. Welcome to spring in Colorado.
Oh,
that
excellent.
Is crazy.
That is nice. Yeah, cool. Except the resort's going to shut. So there we go.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing or sad thing, I suppose, for the ski resorts is that it doesn't matter how much snow they have. Most of them have a specific day when they have to close because they're on federal property. And they have to close because of animal migration times and routes. So they have to shut down so that the animals can move through the resort areas without being hampered in any way.
They've got to let the caribou through on the way to Canada.
The deer, the elk, the bears, the coyotes, whatever. They all have their spring migration, and so ski resorts all have to shut down.
Yeah, I was watching the Joe Rogan thing on the guy from the Minnesota disease hunter bloke. That was kind of worrying because he was talking about a prion disease that's going through deer like bilio that's killing them, a wasting disease.
Yeah, there's been excuse me, a wasting disease epidemic in elk in Colorado for quite a while. Yeah. And it's been impacting deer as well. And I mean, to the point where, I mean, this is horrible, but like entire herds of elk are having to be hunted down and destroyed to try and keep the wasting disease from spreading.
Yeah, they were saying that the stuff comes through. Has anyone got a problem with their audio?
Callum? Yeah, I'm hearing some static.
Yeah, it's Callum. He's just gone on mute.
There we go. I've mended it.
He's mended it. No, they were saying that because it's prion-based, you can't sterilize stuff. You can't bleach it. There's nothing you can do to kill the prions. They will not die from anything. So if you get the deer saliva even on a bush, it's there for years and years and years afterwards. Something else eats the thing that it's in, back in the food chain. Biggest thing that they've got as a potential problem. Anyway, enough about this.
So, you know, just another happy day.
No, let's not do coronavirus. Let's just talk about chronic wasting disease in elk. glad you're with it. Every time you come on, I know you're in Boulder. I know you're in Boulder, but every time you come in, I start off by saying Denver, and I've got no idea why. I think through my thick skull.
You've had too many shows with Steve.
Sandy, I hear. Maybe that's it.
That must be it.
And last but by name.
Steve's not in Denver either. He's south of Denver.
No, but it's close enough.
All right, well, you know, Boulder's close enough. whatever. It's all good.
Joining us for the first time with a stable sign behind him, Callum. And the only reason it's stable is because we've propped it up using an iPhone on the shelf because we've already had a sticking session on the back, which failed miserably.
Yeah. Again, Joe's fault completely. Just to get it in early.
Are you been well, mate? Were you ill on Saturday?
No, I was back in the pub for about midday.
You said you saw Muller in the pub, which was, good God.
I did, yeah. I did.
Animal. Good God.
Yeah, it's been a good week. Really, really, really busy week. Lots and lots of Macs through the door. Lots and lots of stuff to fix, lots of things to sell. So, yeah, been really, really busy.
Excellent, mate. Good. Right, well, we'll start us off then with the shocking news that's developed this afternoon, which is that WWDC is definitely going to be an online experience. Apple have issued a full press release, but admittedly, on the developer page, it just says, this June, WWDC brings a completely new online experience to millions, like they've frigging planned it. Oh, stop it, you wankers.
As predicted, yeah.
Oh, so we thought about having a conference, but we thought, no, what would make it better? Lino, let's go online. Nothing to do with antivirus.
Yeah.
No, you know, Apple
something
loves
that isn't announced
their
isn't cancelled, right?
It's defo gone, though, boys. There is no more WWDC face-to-face this year, anyway. So, they've also suspended all of the Apple Store in US and Canada face-to-face sessions, the Today at Apple sessions, and Microsoft as well has said that they've cancelled their Build conference. That's gone as well. It's going to online only. So this was kind of the writing on the wall. Microsoft doing theirs was a definite. Apple doing it now, and that's going to be it. It'll be the best WWDC ever, says Deepfan. and have you bought imendaudio.com?
Probably gonna, yeah.
Yeah. You should just buy iMend everything. Yeah, as in like every single word you can think of and just...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Patrice, does that mean you're going to go to WWDC DC this year?
I might actually, yeah. If it's online only, I could actually do that.
So does that mean they've lost the ticket sales though? Because if you're a developer, you get the online sessions free, don't you? Or is there going to be two tiers? Well,
we'll see about that. I mean, honestly, I hope so, because, I mean, cost-wise, it's not that Apple was making a lot of money with that conference. I'm pretty sure that they still lost some, or it was like maybe a zero-sum game. I hope so. I think it would give more people the opportunity to get access. Because, I mean, not everybody can spend, well, at least $1,600, and usually, like, it's close to $5,000 to $10,000, with, like, hotels and flights and everything. Like, not every developer can afford that, or not every company even can afford that.
So if you didn't go last year, did you still see every session via the stream, or was there certain sessions had to be attendance only?
I went last year, so I don't know.
No, what I'm saying is, were some of the sessions couldn't get unless you were there, or was it they gave out every session?
Every session is recorded. There were even a couple of sessions that were online only. Like they never put them on the schedule. They just released them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. So you know, we're not really changing anything. If you're a developer that didn't go, you're not losing out this year. Then you'll still get the same quantity of information.
Information-wise, yeah. I mean, everything Apple did was available. The thing that would be missing, and that we'll have to see how they do it, is, the hallway track, like talking to people from Apple, whether it's developers, designers, whatever. And also the labs. I mean, if you have an issue, you could go into a lab, like book an appointment, go into a lab and talk to someone who usually like is working in that, whatever, in that feature, whether it's, I don't know, Siri, for example, like the shortcuts, for example, stuff like that. You could literally go in and say, I have this shortcut in my app, or this is what I want to do, and here's my code, and it's not working, and someone would sit down with you and try to help you and try to figure out what's going on. That we will have to see how they do it.
Yeah. What about the keynote? Is there still going to be a keynote there, and they're just going to have employees there, or do you think it'll be just a completely empty auditorium from the Steve Jobs Center, and they'll be like, now over to so-and-so, and there'll be crickets chirping while they walk out on the stage.
No, I'm pretty sure I could definitely see them inviting some press over and then having like a small number of Apple employees. Like, you don't need too many people to like create to pretend that there's a huge crowd. I mean,
first three rows.
Some keynotes in the olden days where they had maybe, I don't know, 100 people, a couple hundred people at most there, because the theaters were not very big and like nobody knew.
Yeah, I mean, there's a point here. Don't worry about all the small stuff. Is the bash going ahead? Says Magic Man. Well, people have booked hotels already, so I'm a bit loath to say no, it's not. We need to kind of wait and see, I guess. I'm not trying to be silly. One of my problems is my parents are both really old. They're close to their 90s. And I look after my mum quite heavily in terms of getting her up and stuff like that. So I'm kind of being quite careful about where I go, going to minimum things. There was supposed to be a rugby match this weekend and it's been cancelled, but I was just going to just turn up and help with do the stats and wave to everyone and then get me stuff and go. Because if I catch it, they're screwed. And if it gets to the summer months and it's all calmed down again, then yeah, we won't have an issue. But if it's still at the peak, or if it's made worse at that point, then I don't know, because I've got to think of them first. There was a guy also talking about the fact that there's a variant of COVID that's in the camel population of the Middle East. And he said everyone's going on about the fact, oh, we get to the warm weather, it'll all die down, it'll slow, there won't be a same issue. And it doesn't look like that's the case, because apparently this variant of COVID is in the Middle East and it goes from camel to camel without an issue. So,
I mean, we've seen that it's spreading in Italy a lot, and actually like some parts of Italy are quite warm already.
I mean, I said last week, you know, I'm not going to make a joke out of COVID because it's not funny. You know, in real terms, they're suggesting 80% of the population in the UK is going to be infected with it, and that'll mean a 400,000 deaths. So it's not funny anymore, but it never was really. But I'm a bit more I've got to say, I've thought about what I do and where I do it now a little bit more. Do I need to go there? If I go there, can I do this? And it's it's maybe that's a good thing. That's a really good thing because I'm thinking that way. But I'm thinking about that way because of my parents. If it was just me at risk, then I don't think I'd be that bothered. But
I think we, you know, especially in the UK as well, you know, having WWDC cancelled, you know, every single football match in the UK has been cancelled from. For the top five divisions, I'm not sure below that. So, you know, it's starting to. People are taking it seriously.
Well, Melbourne Grand Prix practice should have been done by now. That was cancelled yesterday. So all the teams have moved all of the kit out to the whole of the other side of the world, and they've had to move it all back now. Bahrain's gone, Vietnam's gone, been shoved back into the summer. The PGA stopped all the golf. There is an awful lot of stuff.
But who cares about football? This is a Mac show, all right.
No.
But what I'm saying is, it's in terms of the general thing. We're talking about the fact that they've kind of gone online only with WWDC. But I can see this continuing for an awful lot longer, awful lot longer.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, if anything positive comes from this, I think it will be that the next couple of years, or like for the foreseeable future, there will be more online, like online offerings, not just from Apple, but from probably a lot of other places. I mean, just look at all the companies that were back in the like year ago saying, you can't work from home, it's not feasible, blah, blah, blah. And now basically everybody who can is asking people to work from home, and it's totally doable. So I mean, Google basically shut down their campus for the most part, or I think most actually big tech companies are doing that.
Yeah, Apple's
I can see this bringing a whole new way of working in. So you know a lot more people working from home, and a lot more companies kind of using Teams and Skype and Google and whatnot as their kind of main ways of communicating, rather than into offices and whatnot.
I did say that a couple of weeks ago. I said this could be a revolution of a new thing that will get people into it, most definitely.
There's a trend here in the United States that started just a few days ago with internet service providers removing the data caps on their services. And they're doing it because so many people are now working from home or will be very soon. And I think that's great. The other side of that is that it's showing that these companies have been artificially capping and charging us just to generate an additional revenue stream.
Well, that's hardly a revelation.
It's hardly a revelation.
The data firms are all wankers. Yeah.
Yet now that they are removing these data caps, I think it's going to be much harder for them to put them back in place later, because now they have, in a manner of speaking, admitted through their actions that these caps were artificial in the first place.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, more streaming.
Yay.
Well, Apple have, this is a genuine news story. Apple have limited the demos of earpods and iPhones and Apple Watches, by the way. So they don't want you touching the products. I mean, the fact that you've still got some little shit with green candles streaming out of his nose, touching the iPhone and playing Candy Crush on it or something, is still going ahead. But
you know that.
Yeah. I mean, show of hands, who knew that Apple was even doing AirPod trials?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Apple's always done AirPod trials. I didn't know that. Apple Watch. The only thing that actually changed here is that instead of when you're looking at an Apple Watch, an Apple employee saying, "Do you want to try it on?" they wait for you to say, "I want to try it on." That's the only thing that changed here, because they've always restricted trying on AirPods and Apple Watches. So it's a subtle change, and it's not as, I don't think it's as big a news piece as a lot of people are making it out to be, because it's not like you could ever go in and just grab some AirPods and stick them in your ears and oh my God, who would actually want to, because whose ears were they in before yours?
yeah, I'm kind of hesitant to even touch the phone, so I'm not going to put someone else's AirPods in my ears.
And it's not like you can get one of those little kind of condom things to put on it and go, oh, test the quality of this hearing thing, but that we've just covered up.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
These are really crappy. I'm not using these.
Yeah, I mean, they have a whole system where when someone tries on the AirPods, they go out of circulation and go through a sterilization process, and then they're brought back out to be demoed again. So it's not like if when you try them on, you're trying on AirPods that someone else has just tried on. Yeah. So at least there's that, but still.
It's like a wet watch going over it and then onto the next person.
Yeah. The Apple Watch I understand a little bit less because I don't see that being much different than a phone. Like, I mean, you touch it, you put it on your body, like it's sort of like it gets covered in germs no matter what. Like, I mean, they would need to do the same thing with phones.
We had the conversation the other week, didn't we, about feces on touchscreens. You know, if there's no feces on touchscreens, it's because it's never been used.
Yeah.
But the other thing was that was quite a revelation, if you like, yesterday was the press conference in the UK. That actually the contact route isn't necessarily maybe the greatest of pathways for it. It's the inhalation route because you're breathing in droplets that have been sprayed out by someone while they were talking or breathing. But then there was a great conversation about airborne. And I knew the distinction between this, you know, when something is airborne and not airborne, this virus is not airborne, even though it floats on droplets of water in air. It's whether a virus is only airborne if it lives on a dust and then can be inhaled, so it floats generally around in the air. So
And I mean, the thing with hands is they go everywhere. Like they go to your mouth, your nose, your whatever other regions you don't want to even know, and then you touch stuff. And I think that's how a lot of like contact happens, actually.
But that's not the majority of the transmission of this is circulating air systems. So it's, you know, the cruise ships are like a petri dish for it. Go on a cruise and you're guaranteed to get it because it's a circulated air system. Back to the Apple news, because otherwise I'm going to get complaints in the bloody room. Jeez. Right, who runs this show? Yeah, me or them? It's them, clearly. The founder of the iPhone assembler at Foxconn has said there is a resumption of production, of iPhones, and they've exceeded expectations, but there will still be some gaps, and US sales are a concern.
The problem is that the demand for the most part doesn't go away. I mean, usually people like economists from what I've heard talk about deferred demand. So people still want to buy their iPhones. They just don't want to, they might not buy them now. So they might buy them in a couple of months. But the production gap is there and it's hard to catch up with. So the demand stays more or less the same, like on like over a year. But the gap in production is harder to catch up with because Apple is already a lot of times producing at top capacity.
Yeah, I mean, there's a 60% reduction in sales on iPhone.
At the moment, for sure. It's also because a lot of the stores are actually closed. I think Apple is now opening up stores in China again that were closed previously.
That's a good point, actually, because I was reading today, and it kind of goes along with that in terms of stores being closed and now reopening and production restarting, that they're kind of over the worst of it, so they're kind of on the other side and now starting to normalize again.
I don't know that's true. I can't see that we're past the peak of it now.
That's what I've been reading. I don't know.
At least they have apparently more of a handle on the situation, because you can definitely see if you watch the numbers that it has leveled off. Like the number of infections in China has leveled off.
Yeah,
definitely over the last like couple of weeks.
Yeah, but the problem that you've got is this. So there's an awful lot of people. So it's the thing that seems to happen is if kids get it, they get no symptoms and they just transmit it everywhere. If adults get it, they might get, as you increase in age, you increase in response. But by the time they've done some tests of nasal cavities and mouth swabs, and they found it's the quantity of virus that there is in those things is what you would expect someone who to have symptoms to have that level of viral infestation, and they've got no symptoms. So they reckon that actually, even after you've had the symptoms, you've cleared the virus, you may still have virus within your system that could be transmitted, even though you then have an immunity to it.
For sure, yeah.
Symptoms.
That's it. I don't know what's going on in China. I think we're too far away and there's not like much information coming out. I'm just like reading that Apple is, I mean, the factories have started producing again and like stores are opening again. So that wouldn't be happening if the local authorities weren't okay with it.
Joey's saying that an adult website is giving on a free access to their hub in Italy. I don't know what that means at all. Give us the website, mate. Then we'll find out.
It's Pornhub.
Oh, right. Okay. Is that an Italian site? Is Pornhub an Italian site?
No.
Oh, no, they're
simply
worldwide.
Opening it up for...
I thought Pornhub was free anyway.
No, there's a premium. I read that story as well. There's a premium service I didn't even know about. And they're giving away that for free in Italy, apparently.
Wankers.
And they're also donating...
And I mean that in the positive sense, not the negative sense.
Hospitals in Italy.
They're giving out free masturbation in hospitals.
What?
No, I've not heard all of that statement. Sorry, I was talking. I've obviously added something.
They're donating money to hospitals in Italy.
Okay. Yeah, it's... Yeah, Italy is interesting. I have friends there, and it's apparently very spooky right now. Like, they're staying at home and working from home and everything. And it's kind of weird.
When you walk down the street, all there is blokes at windows that look like they're moving, but they're not. rapidly.
Well, at least people have something to do now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, if you do want to be Italian, get your VPN sorted. There you go.
Is that enough? Surely that's credit card based. You'd have to give a credit card so that you could get it free.
I don't know.
Harvey.
I haven't tried.
I'm not suggesting I've tried, and I know that that's the fact. I just thought surely VPN. Bob's been sensible. He's put Apple can easily cope with a temporary fall in demand. Yeah, they can, but their share price can't. That's the trouble. And they're really bothered about their share price. Every company that's in that top 100 is bothered about their share price, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, that's unfortunately true. I mean, there comes a point where the temporary fall in demand becomes permanent. Like, if we skip entire release cycles, that is lost sales to some extent, probably lost sales. Because you might simply, if you had bought, like, let's say you buy a phone every year and you skip one, you're not going to buy two phones.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. If you miss your cycle, yeah, no.
Yeah. It's a bit simplistic. It's a little bit more complex than that, but like at some point it has an impact.
French regulators are set to levy a fine against Apple of an undisclosed amount for anti-competitive behavior. So this comes off the back of the fact that they've already fined 25 million euros for balking the phones with the faulty batteries. Apparently it comes on Monday, but no one actually knows what it's for, but Apple have strenuously denied it regardless. It doesn't actually say what they've done, but they're obviously saying, no, we didn't. We didn't do that at all.
Well, I'm guessing Apple knows what this is about, because usually these kinds of investigations, there are questions and stuff in the background. Like, it's not done in secret.
No, they're strenuously denying it. Does anyone have any inkling at all whatsoever of what this is about?
No.
Anti-competitive, something about their sales network, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, it's fixing them for a living. It could be a million and one things.
It's the French, mate. They get upset over everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apple, you owe us 25 million quid. Now, this is a good one. 16-inch MacBook Pro has dropped its starting price. It's down to $2,000. That's a drop of $300.
Nice.
Which is good. Nice. And there's a couple of other models that are apparently dropping as well in price. is this ahead of an anticipated upgrade? Because Apple don't tend to do this. They just tend to swap out the old one, leave the new one, and leave the price as it is. Mm-hmm. Or has there been are they starting to feel the pinch of slowdown in high street sales in general, never mind the virus?
I don't know whether there's anything happening to like sales in general. I think it might be that they're trying to like make their numbers look a little bit nicer by selling a couple of MacBooks that they usually wouldn't. Because like they're definitely feeling the impact of like the overall economy and virus and everything. So I could definitely see them saying, hey, let's try to sell kind of looking at the inventory and saying, okay, what do we still have? What can we still sell? And just making sure that they sell more of that.
Mm.
I can see that.
Joe has been on and double-checked with Pornhub for us. There is no credit card needed, so you just need a VPN. There we go. Thank you, Joe. I hope you did that through a VPN as well, based on the fact you're at work. Not because anyone's going to get upset, but the piss taking will be relentless.
It will work.
Worked,
but it was for science.
Had it worked too well, so it makes the others uncompetitive.
That's Apple in France, probably.
And Magic Man says he's going to buy some shares because it's a good time.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Like when everything is dropping, it's a good time to buy.
Bob's obviously not in love with Apple products because he said it's now only stupidly expensive rather than ludicrously expensive. Bravo, yep. Mate. Yeah, it is. Apple have dominated the wearables market in the last quarter. I was looking at that one and thinking, well, is that because they make more wearables? Because that includes the earphones, the AirPods, the watches and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the other market is kind of fragmented because not everyone makes an audio, not everyone makes a watch. But I did look down the list of Xiaomi, Samsung, Huawei and Fitbit. And there's a bit of me looking at going, yeah, that's because most of the rest are a little bit crap.
Yeah. And I mean, if you look at individual devices, like the smartwatch market, Apple is definitely dominating. I think that people are calling them hearables now. So the AirPod market, basically, there are others, but Apple is definitely dominating that one. I think even on the headphone market, like if you take into account Beats and everything, Apple might be pretty strong. I don't know whether dominating is the right word there, but they're definitely strong there. So I can definitely see that, like even in individual categories.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Samsung Galaxy Watch, I've got to say I've seen a few of those and it does strike me as a really good quality device. And the people that I've spoken to who have them do say they love it. So I'm not going to say that's a piece of crap, but there's a lot of the other stuff that does come across as being a little bit on the cheap side and therefore the quality's low.
And Samsung might actually be one of the companies that is competing like on all the fronts. They have watches, they have now AirPods, they have headphones, they have anything wearable.
Yeah,
they might even have a couple products that Apple doesn't have. So
yeah, Xiaomi's the interesting one. I'd love to look down the product line of that and see what things are actually competing there, because they've got volume of sales maybe, but not.
Yeah, not revenue.
Yeah, revenue might be low.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 12 South have got a sale. Hands up, right, if you like 12 South.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yes.
We love 12 South. They got a sale on at the moment. We're not getting paid for this, by the way. So 12 South, if you're listening, send us some free gear to give away to the listeners.
Oh, yeah, please.
We're giving you a free plump here. Yeah, it's for the MacBook, you got the Curve at $49, down from $59. High Rise for MacBook is down $20. Stego USB-C hub is down $20. A whole pile of stuff that's going on. The iPad Compass Pro, the Park Slope. I had a Park Slope, I'm sure I did. We've ordered the Inspire Candle as well. They're all down in price. So if you fancy something from 12 South, they've been a nice sponsor. Well, not a sponsor, but they've given us some stuff to give away to listeners in the past. So if you're listening, 12 South, we'll have some more. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm. No, they're great products. I think they're following a trend that we're seeing as more people are working from home right now. There have been quite a few sales in that, or like marketing mm-hmm. things in that area.
Yeah.
And which makes sense. I mean, people are working from home, so like it's the best time to remind them that you're there and that you can provide some really awesome products for them.
Excellent. It's Pornhub Italy only, so you can't go to the .co.uk or the .com and then you're going to have to... Joe sent me the link.
Not yet.
it was Joe that sent me the link, honest. If you don't believe me, go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and you can actually look and see the link and then it's there. I was going to do another story because Apple has signed a thing on an open letter about gender orientation stuff and some legislation mm-hmm. that's going through in California that's a little bit anti-LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it alone because it's got letters of complaint written all over it.
Okay.
No, I get people writing to me going, you're a wanker, and they don't even know me. They think my view on something is something it's not because I played devil's advocate in a discussion. And I got that. I thought that'd be a really good discussion. Then I've just realized, no, it's not.
Mm. I'm all for it.
Bob Peaks just put my hand is up, but he hasn't said what.
I'm going to go with his hand is up because he loves 12 South.
Make sure you wash it before you put up anything else, Bob.
Yep.
And
that's just common sense.
Do you not want to know where it was before?
Or where it's going. Yeah.
Or tattoo.
Ian Lewis has just put in the Slack room, WWC going online only. Who called it in the last show? That would be me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was, but I'll just take the credit for it anyway. There's no other news, and I don't want to do a fest on, although we've done a fair bit on the COVID thing already. I'm going to try next week to not talk about COVID-19. So bear in mind, if you've got a news story about Apple, send it to us, because I'm sure it'll be really hard. It'll be like a needle in a haystack to find a story that hasn't got COVID-19 in it next week.
Yeah.
Unless, I've contracted it, and then...
I mean, if we wanted to, we could talk about rumors. I mean, there are iOS 14 rumors and stuff like that going on.
Right. So we save that for next week, though, because we've done 37 minutes already. So
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll have
Bank up some stuff in case there's nothing else.
Next week's Mac show is going to be a bring a story show. So you've got to bring a rumor that you think's credible, and we're going to rate it. There we go.
All right.
Don't forget, next week's shows are on a Thursday. They're not a Thursday. No, they're on the Thursday of next week, not a Thursday of next week. They're on the Thursday next week. So because I've got an event on the Friday. So if you want to come and watch live and join in, or come in the studio, then you can. Now, am I right in thinking that Mo has completely forgotten the fact that he said he was going to be here at the end of the month?
It's not that he forgot. He wasn't aware that he said it.
Right. I think there's a difference.
There isn't. Yeah. So
we're talking about the Iron Man's Mac Boys coming, being a monthly thing, because Mo said so last week. And I've actually got him on video saying it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm certainly up for it.
Stuff him. Well, you're the only one that comes on the show. The other two are just a bunch of pussies that sit on their back throwing abuse in the chat room. So
really need that as a soundbite.
No, it'd be fine. Be all right. Don't worry about it.
Callum, you could use that as a ringtone.
Just repeating over and over again. Yeah. I'm going to let every caller get ring out if I have that.
This podcast and all this is brought to you by TSO Hosts. They're superb. They look after us immensely. We say it every week. And you know, I can dress it up. And there's loads of offers that are out there. Some of their WordPress stuff is amazing. You're talking £12 a year for a WordPress instance, including some space and storage on servers. It's unbelievable. VPS, VPN, we're posting. It's all there for you. Buy a domain. IMEN Jeff's was still available last week. It might have gone by now, especially as the Twitter account's now disappeared. That's another thing as well. If you want to follow at IMEN Jeff's, then it's a real thing, and it's got a picture of Jeff on an iMac. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Ewan was the first follower.
So. I was the first follower. Jeff was the second, so there you go. Now then, there's an offer code, BTN20 gets you 20% off anything that you buy from TSO Host. If you do sign up with them, you're going to get great customer service. And also you've got to remember that they're touchable, because, you know, I know the people there who have contacted us and said that they want to carry on supporting us. So if you get any issues, I can go to them and say, this person's having an issue, and they'll jump in and solve it. They're great anyway, though. We've had a few people who've said they've had like a query, or they've had help doing something, and they've been absolutely amazing. So please support them if you can. What you need to do is, we say it every week again, is get yourself out on the socials. Thanks at TSO Host for supporting at British Tech. If they go away, we go away. We can't afford the bandwidth that we consume because we've got too many listeners. And they give us massive servers, so there's stuff that goes right the way back to the beginning. So please do your best if you're part of the BTN army to keep them going. And also check out IMN Max. If you've got anything with an Apple logo on it and it's giving you any grief whatsoever, even if it's minor sticking button or something like that, then get in touch with Callum, Joe and Mo at IMN Max, and they will get it solved for you, plain and simple. If you've bashed something, crashed something, and you've lost a piece of data, then they can get data recovery back for you. There's tons of stuff. And we're going to be doing some filming with them soon, so you'll see what goes on behind the scenes and the amount of precision that these guys have got. Talk to them, especially if you've got a legacy device. So if you've got any Apple logo device that is over 5 years of age and it's got a fault on it, you will not get support from Apple. So go to these guys and they will give you support. And it doesn't matter where you are, they pay for the courier. They'll bring it to them and they'll take it away. So so get in touch as much as you can. Do we have a machine of the week?
We do. We have a 15-inch MacBook Pro from 2014 in this week. It's a beautiful machine. So 16 gig of RAM, Core i7, 500 gig SSD, all as standard, and for less than £1,000. So,
and the beauty you've got there is that that machine has been overhauled and checked by these guys, and it comes with a six-month warranty as well, doesn't it?
12-month warranty on that.
12-month warranty on that one. There you go. For a machine that's 6 years old. There you go. And it's perfect for the kids for the homework and cruising around on YouTube. It'll still process video on Final Cut, because I know that for a fact, because I've got a 2012 one that'll still do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Well done, mate. Really, really cool. So check them out. And again, get on the socials. Thanks at IMN Max for supporting at British Tech. Now, we did ask you last week as well, Kyle lives in the Philippines. He does the daily show for us. We pay Kyle to do that, because otherwise, if he doesn't get the money from us, he's got to go out and find more money from his other job. If you want that to continue, we just need your subscription. And we've had a lot of people that have given us a subscription as a result. Thank you very much. It does help. We could do with a few more. Some people are giving us a lump sum. We'll take that. Thank you very much. But what we could really do, you know, we'd rather have just $5 off everyone, spread the cost across the whole BTN army, and then it's nothing. You know, you're just not seeing it as a real cost. It's a cup of coffee. And that $5 then will make a massive difference to this network. All the money that is sent to us, none of it hits landfall in the UK. It all goes into either paying Kyle or to maintaining stuff for us for online. We're not about bringing it in and getting taxed on it and all that kind of stuff. It's just about supporting Kyle and keeping the Daily Show going. So please, please, please sign up for britishtechnetwork.com/subscription, and you can help us keep the Daily Show going. Right then. It is time for the cool thing. Start us off, Patrice. Patrice is gone. Patrice is frozen. Yes, Patrice is done.
Patrice is frozen.
Au revoir, Patrice. Take care.
It's the same time every week.
While he was here.
Oh, never mind. Let's go for Jeff instead then.
Okay. So this isn't a new game, but it's a great game for iPhone and iPad. And it's called Flower. And it's a game that started on PS3, PS4. And the reason I'm picking it this week is because there's so much stress people are experiencing right now with everything that's going on in the world, that it seemed like a game where you can just kind of relax a little bit would be a good thing. So you don't have to worry about dying or losing lives in the game. You are the wind. And so the objective is that you need to, as the wind, move around and open up all the flowers. And as you do this, other things will happen. You know, like maybe it's a field where the grass is all brown And when you blow through all the flowers and they all open, then all the grass turns green and you're collecting petals along the way. So when you get to the end of a level, the more petals you have, the bigger the final thing will be that you're doing. Like, you know, like are you bringing leaves to a tree or, you know, things like that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And so you just play by tilting your iPhone or iPad left and right to turn and just hold your finger on the screen to move forward. And they've added game controller support. So if you'd rather play it with the regular game controller, you can do that too.
And how refreshing to find a game that just charges you $4.99 and then it's got in-app purchases to try and bleed you dry thereafter. Well done. Love it.
Yeah. Yep, it's a nice relaxing game, and I had forgotten about it until I was at a history of video games exhibit at a museum in Fort Collins.
All right.
And it was there on a PlayStation, and so I thought, you know, I need to put this back on my iPad, and I'm glad I did.
Good one, mate. Well done. Callum, what have you got for us, mate?
So what I've got this week is an app for your MacBook called Endurance. It's a very neat app. Again, one I found in setup while I've been having a mooch this week. And basically what it does is adds a low power mode for your Mac. A really, really neat thing. One of the features I really like about it, so I think I mentioned Bartender last week.
Yeah.
I don't like a cluttered bar at the top. And you can actually set it so it replaces your battery symbol. So as you see kind of about halfway down their page, when you press the battery on my MacBook Air, for example, it comes up with that menu so I can set it to, slow my processor down, hide the background apps, dim the screen, all that kind of stuff. It's a really useful thing, and I've been using it for about half a day, and it has made a massive difference. So since about 2 o'clock today, I've got a MacBook Pro from 2015. I've been using my Mac kind of not heavily, but fairly consistently throughout the day, and it's gone down 11%. So it's really helped with my Mac's power consumption.
They're talking about a 20% increase.
It's only gone down 11% in about 3 hours.
No, they're talking about on theirs that they reckon they can extend by 20% your battery life.
Yes, exactly. It's a really neat app. It's £20 upfront if you want to buy it, or it's on Setapp.
I was going to say, it's Setapp. Brilliant reason to buy Setapp. Only $9.99 a month. I got to say, they've still got applications in Setapp that I use. It's in terms of the subscriptions that I pay for, I think Setapp's the best money I spend every month.
Yeah, I mean, I've only had it in the past sort of 3-4 weeks, and I go on it every week for the new stuff. And there's a lot of tools which are very expensive for kind of my work.
Yeah.
Kind of data recovery tools which are just there. It's a great app. Really is.
Excellent, mate. Patrice, are you back? Hello, no. Patrice, are you there? No.
Well, while we wait for Patrice, I have to say, Setapp, awesome. Callum, while you were talking about Endurance, I went and downloaded it through Setapp and have it running now. I'm curious to see what LimeWire thinks, or excuse me, what Fruit Juice thinks of Endurance, since I'm running Fruit Juice also. But Fruit Juice doesn't impact or do anything about low power mode. It just monitors your battery.
Okay, that's
interesting to see.
Yeah. We'll wait for a report next week.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep you posted.
My cool thing is Mini Motorways. It was released in the arcade, Apple Arcade this week, and I have sat and played it. It's great for the morning motion, except your legs are a bit dead by the time you've finished if you're doing quite well. So far, I've managed 59 days as my best, which I was quite impressed with. It is the most frustrating bloody game I've ever played in my entire life. Sometimes I want to throw my phone across the bathroom. It's better played on an iPad or on your desktop than it is on your phone. It gets a bit picky with your iPhone, but it's brilliant. And the strategy for it, I need to sit and try and look up and find some strategies for it because it's driving me mental at the moment. I cannot get past the 50-day to 59-day mark. And you just like, okay, I'm going to put down some roads to try and stop it. And then lo and behold, it shoves something in the most inappropriate place. It's a great application. It's free as part of Arcade. It is infuriating. It's a simple enough thing that you've just got to get houses and get the coloured houses to the same coloured shops. There's a few real frustrations with it. And sometimes as well, some of the cars just decide they're not going to go to that shop, no matter what you do as a road, and you just lose then. And that really pisses me off too. But I'll get there. I haven't had a game that's frustrating this much since probably I was as a kid playing on a ZX Spectrum. So it's well worth it. I love it. But I hate it in equal measure. Patrice has disappeared. He did this at the end of last show, and we've no idea why. Mate, if you're watching on the feed, I hope you're well and everything's okay. If you want to get a hold of Patrice, you can find him at Casual Kitchen on Twitter, or you can find him at ThePatrice on ThePatrice.com on the internet. Jeffrey, where would you be, mate?
I'm over at TextExpander.com, and I'm Jay Gamut on Twitter and Instagram. And next week's webinar, Text Expander webinar, have a beginner webinar. Did an advanced webinar this week. And even if you're really familiar with Text Expander, sign up for the beginner webinar because I might show you something that you didn't know you could do. Also, it's a great place to ask questions because you'd learn something new and you might see a question come up that someone else asked that you didn't think about. And excuse me. So you get to learn something cool that way too.
I need to sign up for that webinar. If you're into Text Expander, then there's an offer code for BTN listeners, which is BTN 2020. And you get 20% off the use of Text Expander forever.
So go sign up. Awesome. And, we have a new webinar page, textexpander.com/webinar.
That's a good, that's logical. That's nice.
It's logical, makes sense, and makes it a lot easier to see what webinars are coming up.
Good man. I need to come and watch one of those. I've got to come and watch one of those.
Oh, brilliant. Please do.
And I need to sign up for Text Expander as well because I keep saying it every week. I'm like, right, I'll do that this week, and then something distracts me, so I need to get it done.
Yes, you do.
I do. I do need it in my life. Callum, where would you be, mate?
So you can get hold of us at I'm a Mac. So again, all the usual socials, your Twitter, your Facebook. You're more than welcome to email us, info@I'm a Mac, give us a ring. You can get hold of me at O'Hara Callum on Twitter. Anyone's got any questions, ask me, ask one of the team. Just don't ask Joe to put any signs up. Please get in touch. And also, I'd like to say as well, we never stopped running the 5% off for BTN people as well. So,
oh, you haven't? No. I didn't think you had, but I forgot to say. Yeah, no. 5% off for BTN listeners.
Just mention it. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Now, some of you may be sitting thinking, right, you and you said you were going to open up a PowerBook 100 this week. That was fixed by IMN Max. Oh, hang on. Patrice is back. Except I can't see him anywhere.
It's the Phantom Patrice.
Show title right there.
He came in on a different line. He was in on line two. But never mind. Gone there. Yeah, you might expect to see a PowerBook 100 fix. Oh. And he's back. Patrice, have you got a cool thing for us?
Oh, actually, I do. I wanted
I'll edit it in, don't worry.
Okay. No, I still don't know what's going on. I wanted to pick Newsify, which is a RSS reader. As far as I know, available on iOS only, but it is really good. Like, there are billions of RSS readers out there, for me, this one works best because it's a very visual way. I don't like the list ones where you basically have all text and maybe a little image. I like to have something that just looks good. and works well and like can handle thousands of articles at the same time because I'm a news freak. And Newsify actually does that job. And as far as I remember, it's free. I might be wrong about that. Maybe it's a couple of dollars, a couple of pounds. But I definitely paid for it. If I paid for it, I paid for it like, I don't know, 5-10 years ago. I have not paid for it since then. It is really good. As I said, it's definitely available on iOS. It might be on the Mac. Not sure. But if you're looking for a really good configurable newsreader, then Newsify is definitely it.
Excellent.
And Joe is saying it's free, so thanks.
I've already done the where can we get a holdy bit, but you're welcome to do it again if you want, mate.
Well, yeah, I could do that. If I'm here every week on the Mac Show and the Big Show and everything I do on thepatrice.com.
Excellent. Now, as I was saying, you were expecting me to open a PowerBook 100 here that worked absolutely perfectly, but based on the fact that none of us could see each other properly without double vision last week at the end of the Big Show, I thought it was probably best to leave it in the drawer.
Yeah, I left all my tools at Ewan's as well, so I don't think we're in a cohesive state.
I'm going to take it to because we're doing the shows on Thursday. I'm going to stick around with Callum now, and I'm going to give him all the details of it and the asset number and stuff, and then he can get the stuff in that he needs. And I'm going to take it over there on Thursday morning. So, and we're doing the shows on Thursday next week, the live show. So if you want to watch them live, then you're going to have to come and watch us on Thursday, not Friday. And if you're in America, you've done daylight savings. We haven't. We're not going to do daylight savings until the end of March. So it's all confusing. So you can get a hold of me on at Ewan Rankin. You can follow the network at British Tech. And you can follow all the rubbish that I do with my work on at 12 Space Media on Instagram. There we go. And also on Twitter at 12 Space Media as well. Right. See you next week. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.